Picking look at stories we're following for you this morning on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for showers today. And temperatures somewhere in between 55 and 60. We'll get the full details on our Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Connecticut voters have cast nearly 75,000 absentee ballots in the 2022 elections, according to the latest count as of Monday. It's nearly as many returned absentee ballots at the 88,000 mark that were received 4 years ago in the last statewide election before absentee voting rules were relaxed due to the coronavirus pandemic. Through last weekend, the Office of Secretary of State reported that more than 137,000 applications for absentee ballots had been processed since the printed paper ballots became available on October 7th, including over 75,000 from Democratic voters, 24,000 from Republican voters, 34,000 from unaffiliated voters, and 1,500 from voters registered in other political parties. Voters have returned over 75,000 ballots, including 42,000 from Democrat voters, 14,000 from Republican voters, 18,000 from unaffiliated voters, and about 800 from voters registered to other political parties. Well, as I think you're all aware of, the cost of gas in Connecticut has risen sharply in the past week. The price of a gallon of gas in Connecticut spiked 23 cents over last week, the statewide average for a gallon of self-serve regular on Monday, according to AAA, was $3.71 compared to $3.48 1 week ago. The state average price would be higher if the gas tax of 25 cents had not been suspended last spring. As of now, that suspension is set to expire at the end of November, meaning a sharp increase could happen then. Gas hasn't been this expensive since Labor Day weekend. Why is it so expensive now? The Northeast has experienced higher wholesale prices and less deliveries compared to the rest of the country, according to AAA Northeast. In New York, flu cases are spiking 51% amid vaccination pushes. New York's flu season is on track to shatter record highs as infections spiked 51% recently, while officials pushed flu and COVID-19 vaccines to curb outbreaks already straining some area hospitals. New York added about 1,500 confirmed flu cases in the week ending October 22nd. The latest state data shows bringing the early season total to nearly 3,200. By contrast, prior record flu-setting seasons didn't hit that level of spread until about Thanksgiving, suggesting this year could bring troubling numbers to flu-related hospitalizations and deaths. Meanwhile, only about 15% of New Yorkers had gotten their flu shot by early last week. In Sheffield, there's a painting with life photography workshop coming up. Professional photographer Thad Kubas will present Paintings with Light and Light Painting, interactive hands-free demonstration from 7 to 9 p.m. on Friday at Dewey Memorial Hall. Bring a DSLR mirrorless film camera or a smartphone, tablet, or a tripod if using smartphone or tablet. Download any one of the following apps to do that: Shutterstop, Stabilized Night, Manual Carrier, a DSLRT Android, or Camera Zoom FX for Android. Kubas is donating his time for the workshop to support Dewey Hall. The suggested donation is $25. Now, pre-registration is required at tinyurl.com/3xxp8tt7, and it requires at least 5 people to register by 8 p.m. today for that workshop to be held. Taking a look at some meetings going on in and around our tri-state region today. In Sharon, voter registration runs today beginning at 9 a.m. In North Canaan, there is a meeting of the Board of Selection tonight at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, Inland Wetlands Commission meeting is via Zoom tonight at 7 p.m. In Kent, the Architectural Review Board regular meeting will be held tonight at 5:30. Congregational Church of Salisbury will present its midday music and meditation on Friday from 12 to 12:30. Falls Village Scholarship Association will host its bingo after a 2-year absence at the Lee H. Kellogg School in Falls Village on Friday beginning at 7 p.m. A Bunko fundraiser for the Sharon Fire Department put on by the Sharon Ladies Auxiliary is being held at the firehouse in Sharon. Doors open at 6:30. Playing starts at 7 p.m. on November 4th. masks not required but are encouraged. Veteran Storytelling Workshop at the Ankrum Opera House on Friday, November 4th from 3 until 5 p.m. All Saints of America Orthodox Christian Church will again hold its winter clothing drive. That event will take place on Saturday from 9 until 2 at the church. You can drop off donations anytime up until that point. Other stories that we're following for you. An arts and crafts festival at Berkshire South Community Center will be held from 11 till 3 on Saturday, November 5th. The pre-holiday market features many different items. The Midnight Anthem will provide live music from 11:30 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon. The Fishes and Loaves Foods Pantry, which supports families in need, will hold a cupcake benefit on Saturday the 5th at the Pilgrim House, 30 Granite Avenue in North Canaan. The Smithfield Church on Saturday, November 5th at 4 p.m. presents the Bang Family Concert. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum has their spotlight exhibit, The Life of Charcoal Inn. Now, meanwhile, the opening night reception for that will be held on Saturday from 5 until 7 p.m. The Taconic Grange in Sharon is having their square dance contra dance on Saturday, November 5th. It'll happen from 7 till 9 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a tapas menu, a regular menu, and dinner specials nightly. Interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 32,964. The S&P 500 at 3915.26. And the NASDAQ starts off at 11,567.25. We'll take a look at our tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.